Would you want people to sit on your lap at all?
Depends on who the person was.
Yeah.
Like Jimmy, you know.
Jimmy the hair guy? Well, because he's light.
Jimmy and Ming on both knees.
All right. Yeah,
I could deal with that.
So I'm turning into just the biggest pussy in the world.
It's really weird. Q wouldn't leave me alone. I saw him in the grocery store, and he was like,
hey!
You can just buy anything you want here and then bring it home and eat it.
I had to wait in line to buy these groceries just like you. This is so awesome. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. I sit here with Walt Flanagan.
Hey, yo.
And BQ.
Hello.
How's it going, guys? How is everything?
Fucking phenomenal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a good day?
It's a good day. Isn't it a good day?
You're above ground, son.
Any day above ground, right? But that only know one thing. It is better to be alive.
It is. Speaking of that, like right out of the gate, I have. So are you guys going to watch the Tyson fight on Netflix tonight? This is Friday the 15th.
Yeah.
We're recording this.
I don't know that I'm that interested in it, but no.
No?
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't if I was home, but I'm not home tonight.
So. Oh, you're not home?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, me and Joe DeRosa are getting together tonight.
Hmm.
You know how that goes.
I do. You're not going to be home till late.
Yeah.
It's going to be carousing if it's a DeRosa.
I mean, or in his... In his house playing video games.
Yeah, that could be too.
It's one of the two, but I haven't seen him in a couple of months, so I'm starting to get some pretty irate vibes.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It was a little bit like, you know, he's not wrong.
Right.
He's not wrong. You know.
There's this thing, I don't know if you heard it, but Tyson did a interview.
Yeah, I saw it.
Did
with
you
the
see
little
it?
Kid
with the little girl?
Oh, yeah, you sent this. I didn't get a chance. I didn't see. I was driving when you sent it, and then I forgot about it.
I want people to hear it because it's so fucking funny. You'll like it.
Purposely funny or like
no.
Oh boy,
it's just.
No. So it's an hour. It's an hour. It's a minute and 15 seconds. So be patient. It's
okay.
It's worth the payoff. Just as a visual, I'll give you a cue. That's the little girl right there who's doing the interview.
Okay, wow.
She looks like she's about 12 or something.
Sure.
So,
legacy, I just think that's another word for ego.
Okay, so this is Mike Tyson talking to a young girl in an impromptu interview.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing.
She's nodding in agreement.
Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? Why do you want somebody, do you think somebody really wants to think about you? How, what's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the fuck cares about me when I'm gone? My kids, maybe, or grandkids.
Yeah, true.
Who cares?
And again, thank you so much for sharing that.
Is he cursing?
Yes.
She's doing her best, that girl.
She's
got a future.
She didn't blink. She went along with it. Yeah, she's fucking great.
Wow, I guess Tyson's feeling a little depressed, huh?
Seems so. Did you see the footage where he smacked Jake Paul in the face because he stepped on his toe?
Did not, no.
Okay, yeah. I guess, you know, when they, like, prior to the fight, when they go and they, like, get nose to nose and all that stuff. For some reason, Tyson was in socks, just socks, and Jake Paul, like, stepped up to
on
him.
Purpose.
And, like, and I don't know. I don't think so. It didn't appear to be because it looked like he barely stepped on his toe.
All right.
But for some reason, Tyson said something about, like, he's like, I don't like people stepping on my feet. And he smacked him so hard that, like, I feel like I would be either dead or at the very least, like in a, like comatose.
Yeah, you think it was pre-planned or suggested?
Something happened. This feels like WWE a little bit to me. Yeah, it does. I mean, it's just more hype for people to latch onto and be like, "I got to see this. I got to see this." Yeah, I'm not really into. I'm not really into boxing, so it's not something that I will make an effort to watch. I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't care either. I want to see if Jake Paul gets smacked around because he's very like. You have to, even though he's like half his age, I think Jake Paul's only like 27 or 28 or something. Tyson's 58.
Yeah. I mean, not so old that he can't kick ass. I mean, 58 is still in the range of, I don't want to fuck with this guy.
No.
But will he tire quicker though than a 28-year-old?
I get maybe, but you know, he's probably training.
If he could survive the first couple rounds, I mean, I imagine he will tire out a lot quicker than a 28-year-old will.
You would think, yeah. And that's an exceptional in shape 28-year-old too.
Yeah.
It's not like me at 28 walking up.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually want to watch it. And I'm not a boxing guy either. I'll watch like highlights, you know, like I'll watch Tyson highlights where he's knocking people out in 3 seconds, that kind of shit. But as far as like the actual sport, I'm not a big boxing guy.
Yeah, me neither. I don't like UFC. It's why I like pro wrestling, because it's like, yeah, people get hurt, but
not purposely getting kneed in the face.
Yeah, I don't really like it. Yeah.
It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that. So I'm turning into just the biggest pussy in the world. The older I get, the more and more I get soft and soft and soft.
Because you don't like to see other human beings like –
anything, like animals.
Hurt and mangled for other people's enjoyment?
Yeah, that's a good bit. But people do, though.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people
that's
do.
What I'm saying. I never really liked that. But, like, when I was in Los Angeles last week, there was, like, a spider in my hotel room. And I caught him and, like, brought him down 10 stories to get him outside. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, I'm in this thing now where it's, like, I see, like, a dead bird on the sidewalk and I get, like, upset. Get
choked up and shit.
It's really, like, this thing where it's, like, I can't imagine hurting anybody and I can't imagine hurting, like, even animals now. I don't like.
You got the feels, man. Look at you.
I got the major feels. Yeah. Yeah. Yet at the same time, I started rereading Garth Ennis's Punisher Run.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's a lot of violence.
That's what I'm saying. It's like issue after issue of just people getting torn apart. And I'm like, it's so fucking well written. I was reading it. I want to do an iBuyComics about it.
Okay.
Because I can't believe how much I love it. I'm like, this might be one of my favorite runs.
That's a long run, isn't it?
Yeah. First it was Marvel Knights.
Yeah.
And then he switched to Marvel Max. And that's when it got into like the more violent, like child slavery saving shit. But like the Knights was, and I'm loving them both, but the Knights was, that's where you had your grotesque villains, you know, the Russian coming in and like comedy was, and like Wolverine, his take on Wolverine is just so funny. I'll save it for the episode, okay. But dude, like I'm just falling in love with it. I'm like, I cannot believe.
What made you revisit it?
I couldn't find them for the longest time. And then recently, I guess I just found out that they did omnibuses about all his entire run. So I was like, well, good time to dive in. And it was fucking – dude, it's making my – like I'm sitting there laughing out loud while I'm reading.
So what do you do with your floppies, your old floppies or when you originally read it?
They're preserved in long boxes.
Preserved. So, I love that.
Yeah.
Preserved. They're in a box.
Bagged and boarded, you know?
Preserved.
But like, I'm not going to go out there and pull out 200 issues and bring them downstairs when I can just pay $14 and download them on an iPad. You know what I mean? So I have them all. I'm just, you know.
It's that long of a run?
It's long.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did it for like 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And some of it's with Steve Dillon. Most of it's with Steve Dillon. Yeah, and it's like
– the late Steve Dillon, right?
Yeah. And it's like getting those preacher like vibes.
Is Garth Ennis still active in the current comic community?
Not as much as he was and not as much as he should be. He just did a Punisher Fury in Vietnam story that just ended last month. But
how come he fell out of favor or he just chose to –
I think he chose to do indie like independent stuff so he can make the money, I guess. But – I don't know. Boys was a hit. Is an ongoing
that's
hit.
That's right, yeah.
Preacher had 3 seasons. So it's like I wonder why they're not.
The TV show?
Yeah.
nobody. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
That is not a TV show that people remember fondly.
What TV show? I'm sorry.
Preacher?
Preacher. Oh, yeah.
Remember that? It was on AMC.
Yeah.
I
thought that was going to be massive.
I watched the first season, then I didn't watch anything.
It wasn't really Preacher is the problem.
So you're saying that there it still needs to be done definitively?
I believe so. That being said, I did enjoy that series. Like, I liked the take. To me, it was just like, it's not the book, but they got a lot that they made a show that I did enjoy.
Okay.
Preacher. So I was on board with it, but I would love to see like a television series, like an HBO series. I don't know why they're fucking doing Last of Us when Preacher's right there. You know what I mean? Like, it would be wild, but hopefully one day.
A lot of that Vertigo stuff has not been able to translate to the screen. They did The Sandman and nobody
likes Sandman.
That didn't really hit. You know, that
we got a second season coming.
How long in between first season and the second season?
Like 2 years, like a year, two years.
I think it's more than that.
No, it had the strikes and everything. No way.
I don't know, man. It feels like that was so long ago. So the second season never came out yet?
No, it's coming out soon.
I'm going to say it's been 4 years.
I mean, possible, but we had the strikes and everything like that. I think a lot came into
that. How long
was
that strike?
Shit, man. There were like two strikes right next to each other. Mm-hmm. It was the writers and it was the actors and it, you know.
But that is probably the most acclaimed comic book in comic book history, Sandman, right?
Yeah, like, it's up there. It's one of them.
I would have to think, like, if it's not the most acclaimed, it's one of the top five. And
what people at home will never see is the way your eyes like went distant when you said it under your breath.
And I don't think that series resonated as I thought it would. Like, I thought it would be like the biggest thing, and it really wasn't, because I don't know why though.
Well, it wasn't like it made you see where for my thing, because I watched Sandman and there were episodes that were good and there were episodes that were whatever. Like the Corinthian, I thought they nailed, but the changes they made to Sandman for me were like, why the fuck did you guys do this? Like, it doesn't even make any sense, the changes that you guys made. It's taken me away from like what I love and stuff like that. Whereas with Preacher, they went so fucking wacky with it that I was like, I could accept this. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I could accept it. I mean, that Preacher series, the television show somehow made you feel for Hitler, which is insane to think about.
Did it have a resolution, the Preacher series?
Yeah, it wrapped up.
When was Sandman, Bri?
Sandman was almost exactly 2 years ago now. The first season came out.
Okay. Wow, it feels like a million years ago.
Yeah, 2022.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. So I don't know. So anyway, yeah, I'd love to do an iBuy Comics about it.
Absolutely.
I'm deep in, man. Deep in. And loving it. Brian, you might actually enjoy reading them for that episode.
200 comics?
Well, I don't think you got to read all 200 comics. But you might get started.
Well, what's your favorite Ennis storyline? And then we'll do that then.
Of Punisher?
Yeah.
Let me read a little bit more of the Max titles, because I just finished the Knights and I'm a little bit into the Max.
Had those gorgeous Tim Bradstreet covers.
Oh, man, every issue, both Knights and Max, yeah.
And you know how it is, a challenge
he just passed
it is?
Away, Bradstreet.
He passed away too?
He just passed away, yeah. I believe.
Dude,
yeah.
Everyone's dropping like flies.
Yeah.
No, we just had a contemporary go.
Who's that?
Walt, this guy Al that we knew from school. Like, he was a couple years older than us, but not so old that you would be like, you know, we got a while.
Yeah. What killed him?
I'm not sure. I just saw, I happened to see it on Facebook. So I'm not sure exactly what happened to him, but yeah. People drop him off.
To Tyson.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. He's gone. Gives a fuck. He's gone.
I probably wouldn't be so concerned with legacy if part of my legacy was rape.
Right.
I'd probably like, maybe we can just forget all this.
Smashing old ladies with bricks and stealing their purses.
Yeah.
I went ahead. I did some research because we're looking for that younger demographic. So I watched the Octuopod.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, boy.
Not as good as the clips?
Not as good as the clips, no. It's it was – I'm not going to say it was brutal. It wasn't like, holy shit, there is nothing of value here. But it is geared definitely towards people who are not our age. Like, she was introducing her boyfriend, who I think is like 20 or something.
Well, I heard rumors her boyfriend was Sam Darnold from the Minnesota Vikings. quarterback?
No, it's this other guy that's from her hometown.
Oh, okay.
Some guy she calls Pookie.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
Poor guy.
Yeah. He was like, yeah. They were like, because her friend is on it. You know, the friend that was in the video with her originally. Mm-hmm. The friend is also on the podcast. I can't remember what her name is. But she brought up a question, like, how do you feel, you know, being called Pookie all the time now? Like, because people at work call him Pookie. People, like, his friends are calling him Pookie. And he's just like, I don't know. I guess it's fine. But, it like, you look at that relationship, and he's so, like, down homey and not Hollywood.
Yeah.
And now she's just stepping into it, and it's a new relationship. So I almost want to keep abreast of what's going on with Hawk Taylor to see how quickly it falls apart.
Well, she, like, she's already tied to athletes already, though. There's already rumors that she was dating him, a quarterback from in the NFL, though.
Right.
So that's got to be difficult, you know, if – you know, if rumors are circulating that she's dating this one or that one, Pookie's got to be going out.
She's here and she's there. Yeah.
Pookie's got to be. Pookie's got a lot of his hands.
Yeah.
Pookie couldn't get into the Soho Club. I guess they were out in L.A. and she was in there and he went to the door and they're like, you can't come in. And he's like, oh, I'm here for Haley Welch. And they're like, yeah, you can't come in. So she had to come out and get him.
Well, if you're not a member, you can't
You can't just walk in, right?
Just walk in.
But I mean, it just goes to hammer home your outsider status, you know?
Yeah.
So
what'd they talk about?
They talked mostly about how they met and that kind of shit. A lot of like sex jokes, that sort of thing. She had on Holly Madison. I didn't watch that episode, but Holly Madison, that Playboy playmate. So they're talking about like Playboy.
I thought Holly Madison was a website for people who did date.
That's Ashley Madison.
Oh, okay.
If it's still around even. I don't know if it's still around. Remember there was that big leak and everybody got in trouble? Yeah. Everybody's emails got leaked.
Yeah.
That has to be like, if you're one of those guys and you hear that news, you must be like, fuck.
God damn it.
Who would do that? Why would you do that to me?
Bros.
Yeah. Before hoes.
Bros.
We were supposed to have Brian Rupert on. He was going to tell us he had took a poll of all the students in the high school he works, and he was going to give us talking points moving forward to reach a younger demographic because he polled all the students.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, but he works in school, so we're recording this at 1 p.m., so he wasn't available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so you know, Q, that foul smell isn't me. It's this dog.
That's what French bulldogs do. That's just their way of reminding you, hey, I'm still here and I love you.
Yeah. Well, that's sweet. That's a sweet way to look at it. Yeah.
Don't forget me.
Great.
Cats don't do that?
Cats very rarely. Very rarely.
Very rarely.
I won't say it never happens, but like, I mean, years go by before I smell a cat. But when you do, you're like, oh, man. Benjamin, when he, like, all his medications and shit towards the end, he would let loose some. No shame at all. No shame.
Yeah, Norm does it. Norm is a very stretchy dog. He constantly is stretching, like stretching his arms out, stretching his legs out.
Yeah.
And whenever he stretches his front paws out, it's like, almost universally every time. Doesn't smell, but Mary Beth was like, Norm. Like, as if
that's going to train him.
He can control him. If he knows what the fuck she's talking about.
Yeah, you can't teach a dog not to do that. It's
she can
possible.
Be like Brian, but she can't be like Norm.
But I mean, I have full on conversations with my cat, so I can't blame her.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? So, you know, we're all crazy.
Yeah, that's you. The kitten's doing well.
Yeah.
The kitten really
sassy.
Fucking sassy. Settled in big time.
Good. Already running the house.
Yeah. Like the main dominant cat is kind of like cool with her, which I was really surprised about. Salem. I wasn't sure if he was going to accept her.
Salem's a little bit of a scaredy cat, right? Sometimes.
No, that's Princess Mitch.
Princess
Mitch is the scaredy cat. Okay. So, and she wasn't crazy about her first. They were doing some hissing back and forth. But Salem was like, all right. I mean, we got a dog. What's another cat?
I've already lost control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But he got displaced on his little spot on the bed the other day.
Oh, yeah.
So now we have two cats and a dog in bed with us every night.
That's nice.
It's hot.
Well.
It makes it hot.
You mean physically warm?
Yeah. Yeah, not hot in a way of like, oh, yeah, let's fuck with these animals on the bed.
Yeah.
You got dogs in the bed?
Sure.
Both of them?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And it definitely gets hot. Yeah. Definitely the body temperatures start to rise. In the summertime, it could be brutal. In the wintertime, it's not that as bad. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, it's part of the gig.
So, Pam got a ransom letter sent to my email with an address I haven't lived at for the last 6 years.
Oh, a physical letter?
No, no, it was an email. But it was, so it says Pamela Johnson, which, and now the address that they provide was a place that I lived, but Pam never lived. She, you know, they have my phone number. They have the wrong zip code. But it says that I know by, that by calling and then my phone number or visiting the old address would be a convenient way to have a word with you. If you don't cooperate, don't try to hide from this. You have no idea what I can do in Tinton Falls. That was, that's the town I used to live in. I suggest you read this message carefully. Take a moment to chill, breathe, and analyze it thoroughly because we're about to discuss a deal between you and me. And I don't play games. You know,
I mean, this is someone fucking with you, right? Like, this is comedy?
I don't think so. I've seen this before.
Okay.
Because what they're doing is like they're saying that they have access to your computer and your browser history and mm-hmm. all this other shit. Mm-hmm. And what they want is Bitcoin. Mm. They're like, if they go on about like you're keeping tabs on your pathetic. Oh, I've been keeping tabs on your pathetic existence for a while. It's simply your hard luck that I accessed your misadventures. I gave in more than I probably should have been exploring into your personal life, extracted quite a bit of juicy info from your system, and I've seen it all. Yeah, yeah, I've got footage of you doing filthy things in your room. Nice setup, by the way. And while I'm reading this, all you can think of is Pam and Edgar with a video camera in the corner of their room.
Nice setup.
Yeah. I developed videos and screenshots. Where on just one side of the screen, there's whatever garbage you've been enjoying. And on the other part, it's your vacant face. With just a click, I can send all this garbage into your contacts. Your confusion is clear, but don't expect sympathy. Frankly, I'm willing to wipe the slate clean and allow you to get on with your life and wipe the slate clean, says it twice. I will give you two alternatives. First alternative is to turn a deaf message to the ear. Let's see what happens if you pick this path. I'll send your video to your entire contacts. The video is straight fire. And I can't even fathom the embarrassment you'll endure when your colleagues, friends, and fam see it. But hey, that's life, ain't it? Don't be playing the victim here. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You are the victim.
Yeah, you're not allowed to jerk off in your fucking office.
Really? Like, just by the fact that they're shaking me down or shaking Pam down.
Thank God Gim's not here to hear you say that.
I don't want to think about that. It's also not his office.
Isn't there squatter's rights?
Yeah, you might be right about that.
The second option is to pay and be confidential about it. Mm. We'll name this his confidentiality fee. Let's see what'll happen when you select this way out. Your dirty secret remains private. I will wipe everything clean once you send payment. You have to make payment by Bitcoin only. I want you to know I'm aiming for a win-win here. I honor my obligations. Wow, what a great guy.
Yeah, all right.
And then the amount is $1,950. And the Bitcoin address is like a long series of like numbers and letters.
Mm.
Let me tell you, it's peanuts for your tranquility.
What is Pam's reaction upon getting this?
She didn't get it.
Oh, you got it.
I got it. Yeah, they sent it to my address. I think she would, knowing her, I think she'd be buying Bitcoin. Even though it's like clearly they've got nothing on her.
What about Farmville bucks?
Yeah. Farmville? No doubt. If I catch – oh, shit. Now, here's where we could run into trouble since I'm sharing this on the podcast. If I catch that you've shared or discussed this email with anyone else, the video will instantly start getting sent to your contacts. And please don't even think about turning your phone off or resetting it to factory setting. Factory settings, it's pointless. I don't make mistakes, Pamela.
Oof.
Wow. Right, yeah.
So actually, he made a lot.
Yeah.
Now, if you could, what would you do to the people who pull these stunts?
Oh, jail.
I
for attempted fraud.
I feel that, like, since they're in these other countries,
mm-hmm.
their government should be doing far worse than jail. I think death sentence to a couple of these people.
Teach everybody else a lesson.
Then, yeah, make sure that you know you get the word across. You get caught pulling this shit, you know, it's going to be curtains,
right?
Lights out. I mean, they have barbaric judicial systems, right?
Where these I think it's not probably as fair as here.
Yeah, I mean, dip them in a fucking acid bath. slowly.
Take off their skin. What do you think, Q?
I mean, wow. Well, would I call for it?
After he came in all sunny and shit. I felt bad for a roach. I saved him.
I wouldn't, like, call for this, but, like, if I found out that other countries were making this a punishable by death thing, I'd probably shrug. Be like, eh, I guess that's what they're doing. I mean,
you've heard a lot worse that other countries are doing, right?
Yeah.
Did you shrug?
To innocent people.
Yeah, shrug to everything.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What do you want me to do about any of it? The only thing I can do is help the spiders in my hotel room.
Right.
And the birds in my yard and the squirrels in my yard. And that's it.
So if you somehow you found out about some poor – where is it? Where are usually the countries that are these originated?
A lot of times it's Nigeria or India.
Some Nigerian guy is like,
yeah.
BQ, BQ.
Yeah.
We need your help.
Yeah. So please, sir. Please.
Your confusion is clear. Don't expect sympathy.
So what do I do with that? Yeah. It's the same letter, but.
I'm in jail. They're going to put me, they're going to dip me in acid.
Oh, so he's like, only you can get me out of this. Oh,
look, man, I got some cats in the yard. They're hungry. I got to go. Yeah, I'm not looking to help fucking scumbags like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you were involved in something like this, but, you know, indirectly.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say I was involved, but yeah, I was a victim. I'm a victim.
You're a victim too, huh?
I think so, yeah. My identity was stolen.
Yeah.
And used for your nefarious image. Purposes. Like, how am I not a victim here?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people did believe it, though. Like, after she told the story, I wonder how many people were like, would have fallen for the same thing. Because I was, Troy sent me this TikTok thread the other day. There isn't a woman out there who is in love with Q. There's really? Not one. There's not one.
He's not sending this to me.
He sent it to me. Well, his daughter sent it to him, and she was like, "Check out these comments." And it was like, "Dude, like,
oh,
you're highly desirable."
Well, that's because they don't know me. Looking at a TV screen from 10 years ago. Yeah.
So it's out there, Q. People they like more than just your feet. It would appear.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. You can do.
I'm not gonna do anything.
Let's see. I will say this about Hawk Tua, too, because, you know, we have some spots here, of course. But Hawk Tua, in an hour and 10 minutes, had 7 live reads.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She's got to get it while she can.
Yeah. She's got to get it while she can. And they're sponsored by some big company. And their set looks pretty nice. The editing sucks, though. Like, you know, there's like a couple – I think they have like 3 different camera angles, and the direction of that is just – it's terrible. It's very like jarring.
They need Chuck.
They need Chuck for something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped, the global leader in men's lifestyle and grooming. Every man knows the unbeatable feeling of a fresh barbershop shave. Now, what – do you know that, Walt?
What's that?
The feeling of a fresh barbershop shave.
Never had one.
Didn't think you did, yeah. So I would say that's not true. Now, what if I told you no longer need to wait weeks or even months between appointments to experience it? Introducing Manscaped, the newest innovation.
You can get your – a barber will go down there and shave it?
No. Yeah, that is weird. You're right. We're talking about shaving your balls, and they're talking about a barbershop shave.
I was going to say, man, that's weird.
I didn't even think of that. I just thought of the face,
I mean,
but you're
interested.
Right. The Chairman Pro Electric Foil Shaver, the game-changing tool that brings the luxury of a professional shave right into your home. Whether you're after that.
Manscaped is getting into facial razors now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, okay. They're not talking about the balls anymore.
No, not right here.
They've branched out.
Yeah, we're more than just balls. Whether you're after that daily silky smooth finish or prefer to maintain a rugged 5 o'clock shadow, the Chairman Pro Electric Foil Shaver is your go-to for precision and style every time. Head over to manscaped.com and join the over 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by using code TESD for 20% off plus free shipping.
11 million? That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
11 million, yeah. What makes a Chairman Pro stand out? Well, it's all about versatility and precision. It comes with 2 interchangeable skin-safe blade heads. You have a skin-safe 4-blade foil for that close, smooth shave when you're looking to go completely clean. And if a clean shave isn't your style, that's okay. Just switch to the skin-safe. God damn it. Skin-safe stubble trimmer. Say that fucking 5 times fast. To keep your stubble looking sharp and polished. And a standout feature that truly differentiates the Chairman Pro from the rest, if the flex adjust technology This innovative technology ensures a superior shave by allowing both blades and the pivoting head to seamlessly adapt to the unique contours of your face and neck, helping you maintain great contact with your skin at every angle. Now, they just sent me one of these, so I am going to try it out. I'm going to use it on my face, see how that goes.
Well, how much of your face do you shave?
Just my cheeks right there. That's about it. Just right there.
It's not much, so just, right?
Nah.
It's like half of your face is covered with hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only like
if only all of it portion. Could be. I look like a werewolf.
Some small portion of it you'll use a razor on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shave my arms too, so I could use it for that.
Really? For what?
Well, because my arm hair gets so long that I buzz it so it doesn't get like gorilla-like.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that about you.
And then underneath where my tattoos are, I shave that clean so there's not like all hair on it.
Oh, I didn't know you did that.
Wow.
Yeah.
For what though? Like who? Like you know? For
me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like a lot of body hair. Like I have Mary Beth shave my back with the other manscaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my shoulders. I get all that gross hair.
Can't
off.
Can't you just get it all like taken out for good? Isn't there a permanent?
Yeah, there's like laser. I think
Murray
treatment.
Had his back lasered.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I considered that at one time. Like back when I was in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, let me get all this back hair laser because I used to get my back waxed all the time. That fucking hurts like hell.
Ugh.
Yeah. No fun.
No.
I don't have any hair on my back.
No?
I lucky. Wish I did.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Why would you?
I don't know. Look like, who was that wrestler? Bruno Sammartino? Yeah.
Bruno Sammartino.
Always wanted to look like that.
I get a little on my shoulders. I just zap it off on my manscaped.
Yeah, I don't have any hair on my shoulders either. I got to start fucking taking some drugs.
Get some testosterone going, yeah.
See if I can get those hair buds growing.
Just to shave it off, though?
Oh, I'm not going
to
shave it off. I'm going to keep it.
All right. Yeah. What's the benefit, do you think?
I don't know. Just to see what it looks like. Just a change of pace.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's take some drugs for that. That sounds great.
Get the Chairman Pro today and experience a shave that is as smooth as you deserve. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TESD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code TESD at manscaped.com.
I always want my body to look like I was wearing like a mohair shirt like George the Animal Steel.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? It's a perfect like sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you want. I've seen guys like that. Yeah. It's not that attractive. It doesn't look
why,
that great.
Though?
It's shocking.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
In the 70s, though, women love dudes with hairy chests.
Hairy chests and shit. Yeah.
Hairy chest is one thing. I think the back, though, like that gorilla fur on your back is like a little bit much.
But why
too
is the front okay to have hair, but not the back? Like, why? Well, like, what's this weird hang up? That the like front fine, back no way.
I guess front hair just like, you know, maybe not like a full coat, like a carpet on the front, but like a little chest.
Like Paul Stanley.
I don't know that, but yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And the hair on the back is usually coming to you. It's all curly and sweaty and shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, like I can feel it like on my shirt, you know, like when she buzzes my back and then I put a shirt on, it feels so much better.
It's like the irony's not lost on you. It's like
your hairy face.
Yeah, and then you're like everywhere else. I don't want hair except on my face.
Just on my face. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to cover it up. Yeah, like I just said, I'd go full werewolf if I could. What else do we got here? We love a great deal as much as the next guy, but we're not going to crawl through a bed of hot coals just to save a few bucks. Has to be easy. No hoops, no BS. So when Mint Mobile said it was easy to get wireless for $15 a month with a purchase of a 3-month plan, we called them on it. Turns out it really is that easy to get wireless for $15 a month. The longest part of the process is going to be the time you spend on hold waiting to break up with your old phone provider. So to get started, go to mintmobile.com/TESD. There you'll see that right now. All 3-month plans are only $15 a month, including the unlimited plan. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Find out how easy it is to switch to Mint Mobile and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/TESD. That's mintmobile.com/TESD. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TESD. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on a first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigs on an unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Why don't you? Mm. Okay.
What else do I got here? I wanted to ask Walt's opinion on something.
Okay.
So when I was in California, I went to this comic book store called Revenge Of. It's kind of on the newer side.
It's a new shop?
Yeah. It's not like Meltdown or Golden Apple or any of the ones that have been out there forever. And walked inside, and it was awesome. It was like they had like the front when you walk in. It almost looked like a deli to me, and they had like comics where all the like in the fridge and stuff like that. Whatever. It just looked like a store when you walked in. Then the next room, they had all these pinball machines and some classic arcades. And the next door was like a cafe that was playing old movies with like toys all around that you could buy and games that you could buy, like board games you could just take off and play and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it was awesome, and it was packed. There were tons of people there playing games and buying comics and just hanging out and shit like that. And I had thought that comic book stores were kind of like going out a little bit, or it was like a little bit of a dying industry.
It was a tough market.
Yeah, but this made me want to open my own comic book store. It's like, how fucking cool would it be to have a place like this? I'm not going to do it.
Why not, though?
Unless you want to do it with me.
Well, you know the cost of comic books today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're going up to $4.99 a book, too, now.
Yeah. I would not invest in a comic book store at this stage of the
– But they're making it work.
Are they buying comics, or were they all hanging out? That's the one thing. Is money being transferred from customer to proprietor, or is it a hangout? Are people watching movies all day and then being like, "Well, I would buy that book if it wasn't $5.99." You know?
Yeah.
Are they packed? What day of the week was it?
It was Friday. It was a Friday
evening, afternoon.
It was during the day. It was probably 2 p.m. And it was, it was the week that Absolute Superman came out. So I know that they had to restock that while I was there because I saw them do it. But I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to see if people were like buying.
Yeah, I would be terrified. I don't know how. I've been out of comic books, specifically new comic books, for so long. I wouldn't even know what the pulse rate is of the consumers are at this point. It would be. Not something that
you'd have to like relearn everything.
Yeah, that would be a daunting task to try to figure out what today's buyer is interested in,
right?
And what they're not interested in anymore. Mm. Like, kids don't like X-Men. I used to love the X-Men. Mm. Wolverine. Anything with Wolverine sells, I'm buying 100 copies.
This is you running Q's store?
Yeah. Thank you, because what's with all these copies of this of Dazzler or whatever? What's a book that Absolute Superman guest starring Wolverine? I was like, it's got Wolverine in it, BQ.
The kids love it. It's like Ace Frehley.
Like, it's like we got gold on our hands.
Do you hate gold, Q? Is that your problem?
Oh man, it was so nice to be in like a thriving environment.
How many
like
pinball machines you got?
I have 5.
Okay, well that right there, we could fill.
At least one wall?
A big portion of the store with your 5 pinball machines.
Sure.
That's great. We got a leg up because you already have the pinball machines.
Right. Okay.
And the arcade games.
No arcade games. But I'd be willing to invest in. They had a Temple of Doom one, like the original one where Indy's like walk. It's like a side scroller where you're whipping like Mola Ram and stuff like that.
Now, is it a quarter based or is it something you buy for an hour you could unlimited
play? No, they had custom tokens, but it was basically – a token was a quarter. It was a dollar to play the pinball machines. But these angels kept the Temple of Doom machine at one token. So I was there for a while playing that one.
Okay. So how much did you spend when you went walking out of there?
I guess that's a good point.
How much did you spend?
Probably about $10 on the video games. And I bought maybe 3 comics.
Well, the $10 on the video games is pure profit.
Right. Because we already own the machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's maybe open an arcade. Yeah.
And if we see, like, you know, things aren't going well, we could sell drugs out of it like they used to in the 80s.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's where I step in.
Oh, you think it's just a dead – don't even don't even dream about it.
I don't know. I don't want to say that. I just don't know enough about comics at this point to tell you it's a good idea or it's not.
Right.
Everything I've heard is that it's a tough business. It's like – You really got to love it, and you're going to have to invest a lot in it, you know, to that stock to open up a brand new store. You're going to want to have it full of cool shit.
Right.
And that's an investment, and it's a tough one. But it could be cool, though. Where are you thinking, on the island?
Well, I wasn't thinking anywhere, really. I just when I was in there, I just felt it. Like,
what about in the Airport Plaza? There's a lot of openings here.
And cheap rent.
Cheap rent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
BQ's Arcade.
Mm. BQ's Comics Emporium.
Mm. I just missed it, man.
I know what's going to happen because we know somebody who owns a comic book store.
Yeah, we do.
And they ain't selling comics. They're selling fucking the rights to sit on his lap and take a photo for Christmas.
I saw that.
So you are going to have to be – you're going to have to spend a lot of weekends.
You know what? Maybe I'll just visit Revenge Hub when I'm in L.A. and call it a fucking day.
I thought that was so 2020, still sitting on Santa's lap.
I don't know that.
I think it's a cool promotion, but – I think that is an indicator that, you know, maybe the comics
aren't
what they used to be,
right?
Sales, because it is a fucking – for people who are still collecting new comics, to spend $4.99 on a comic book is staggering.
Yeah.
Would you want people to sit on your lap at all?
Depends on who the person was.
Yeah?
Like Jimmy, you know.
Jimmy the hair guy? Well, because he's light.
Jimmy and Ming on both knees.
Right.
I could deal with that.
Yeah.
You've seen
Get him on the other hand.
I was going to say, you've seen VSQ fans. They don't look – they're not Jimmy and Ming size.
My favorite part of that is like when he said, depends on who's sitting on my lap, like where my mind went was very different from
right, where Walt's went. Walt's never going to say like, if it's a hot chick. Yeah. Let's see if it's Jimmy or Ming.
What a shame, man.
But you know what? Don't let me be the dream killer. As Jim Dowd once said.
Oh.
Wives are dream killers.
Yeah.
And I'm not maybe your wife.
No.
But I don't want to be the guy that like shits on your new dream of opening a comic book store, because that would be awful. I do not want to be that person.
I appreciate that. I think the beer company was enough to kill my dreams in terms of being an entrepreneur. You know, like, I don't want to do this anymore. But all right. I just had that feeling again that I haven't had in a long time. Like I'm amongst –
You have a lot of the things. You're already equipped to do it if you really want to do it, though. You've got the pinball machines. You can get them out of your house.
Yeah.
Start monetizing them.
Yeah.
You have the backstock if you have all your floppies that you have preserved.
They do. They're bagged and boarded in the attic.
Now you can sell them as BQ's preserved comics. You could own one of BQ's comics.
Yeah.
You know, they bump that up a little bit.
Yeah.
If that book is worth $5 on the normal market, it's worth fucking 10 because BQ had it.
There you go. All right. I'll sign the bag. So my signature already worthless goes down to
– You run this business out of your house.
Yeah.
You don't have to move the pinball machines at all or the comics. Right. Maybe a little entrance fee at the door.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
We'll let that one go. Oh, man. I just like – I think about retirement. And I think about my later years and, you know, you don't want to do nothing.
You know, it's revealing something I wanted to do on a future episode of TSD, but fuck it. It's never going to happen because it just never. I had this thing called TSD Shark Tank.
Okay.
And me and Gidim were going to pitch to you the idea of opening up a collectible store.
Okay.
But it would not be with new comics, though.
Okay. Just collectibles.
Just collectibles. Anything that me and Gidim find. And we're going to ask for investors. And we were going to open up – we're going to do it online only and with the goal of one day in 5 years opening up a brick-and-mortar store in Red Bank.
Okay.
For us to close the chapter in our books that we can't close. We can't close the book on a, right. You know, if we could, this way we would go out, me and Gideon would go out the way we want to go out.
On top.
Yeah. We close, you know, if the store was, if the brick and mortar store was profitable, we could stay open. But if it wasn't profitable, it was only for a year. And we cultivated, we already bought a massive collection of high-end collectible magazines. Like, have you ever heard of the Mile High collection?
No.
Well, there was this guy in the 70s who, Chuck.
Mile High Comics?
Mile High Comics, yeah, you've definitely heard it. Yeah.
He stumbled upon a collection of Golden Age comic books that he got at a really great price, and he started an empire off of that called the Mile High Collection.
Okay.
It became Mile High Comics. Me and Gideon have stumbled upon a high-end collection of Famous Monster magazines.
You have them?
We have them in here somewhere. And that was going to be our
that's daunting.
That was going to be our pitch. We bought them, and we were going to start what was called Flan and Son Collectibles.
Okay.
And we were going to it wasn't anything to do with podcasting, and we were going to start this business online only. And then our goal was in a year to open up a brick and mortar store on Broad Street and go out the way we want to go out.
So you don't have any interest in that, or that was never really a plan, or is that something you guys would like to do?
That's something we daydream about. But, you know, you have a different – in your head, I can see what you're thinking about. You're talking about a high-end store, beautiful, a lot of thought and aesthetics.
Yes.
You know, I don't need all that. Right. I'm all about just like flipping it immediately. I don't care if the walls look like they got holes in them and there's like –
Well, those are like comic book stores that I grew up in. You know
what I mean? I'm all about flipping it immediately. I'm not about like, you know
– fostering a community.
Yeah, and being like, oh, let's watch this movie together. What'd you get? Well, let me see your high score, buddy. Oh, man, you could beat that. Stay another 3 hours. Try to beat that high score. Like, you want it? Buy it.
If you don't, get the fuck out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we even had a logo made.
Really?
Yeah. I'll show it to you. You got another ad to read?
Yeah, sure. I can finish one more.
Why can't you do that online? Why can't you just start the online thing?
We wanted to, but we need capital though. We need some
to run an online thing.
Well, we need the money to buy the merchandise. We need the money to find the cool shit that like.
But you already bought shit,
right? But we need more than that to get to where we got to get to where we're able now to open up a store.
Uh huh.
We need capital to go out and buy merchandise that then we could flip for huge profits.
Mm. Mm.
All right.
I need $10,000 from each of you.
Me and Brian?
Yeah, if you guys want to buy in to the business.
So, and then?
And then we'll take that 20 and then we'll buy all this merchandise, we'll flip it, and then by year's end, we'll give you, I think it was 2.5% on your investment.
Okay, by the end of the first year?
By the end of the first year.
But like,
so 250 or 100 bucks? Wait, $250.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the first year.
Well, plus your initial investment back too, though.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, you guys think you'll make like $20,500?
Yeah.
Wow. What about paying you guys?
What about it?
Well, you got to make more. You think you're going to make close to six figures just selling old Monster magazines?
Well, that's why we have the 20 grand to buy other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These Monster magazines are like. They go for big bucks.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
they're not familiar with the market.
This is a very nice collection they bought. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it buried in the? I mean,
no, it's right out here.
I'm assuming that rats are chewing at it at this point in that room.
Yeah, when are you guys going to tackle that?
I told my employee.
I thought over the Christmas break.
You know, the employee that we all pay to be an employee. I told him to clean it up. I don't know what more I'm.
Oh, you know, probably
gave you the finger and went to a party.
You probably got to be a little bit more hands-on than that, bro.
Are there any ants out there that want to fucking get paid to come in here and be Gideon's manager for a cleanup process?
So now we're going
to
pay somebody else. Coach.
I'll pay out of my pocket to get
rather than just you take it on as the guy that
absolutely.
Why? Yeah.
Because, man.
Why?
It's not my deal.
Why is it not your deal?
Because I'm too busy. I'm not sitting around here all day in a fucking mess like that guy is.
Well, then you don't have to stay here, but I mean, but if you make it your...
You walk around the office, you make a list. You're like, here's your list. Here's what I want to see next time I come in.
That I'll be willing to do.
Yeah, you just got
to... that I could do. You want me to do that?
But please
You want me to give him specific instructions?
But please tell me you'll rip him a new asshole before you give him the list, though, because then I want you to tell me every detail of it, too.
Well, I would do that on the air. I think we all want to hear that. I would sit down with him on air and give him a list of things and be like, I would like this accomplished by the end of the month.
Okay, and what happens if he doesn't accomplish it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Yeah, but what are we going to do? Throw him to the wolves? We're stuck with this fucking guy.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. All right. Let me read this real fast and then we'll be done with it. Notice how the days are shorter, but your to-do lists aren't. Power through your busy days with Factor's no prep, no mess meals from breakfast to dinner and anything in between. Factor has easy, nutritious options to keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you like routine or you enjoy mixing things up. Factor has you covered with 35 different delicious meals every week and over 60 additional convenience options that you can add to your box, like keto cookies, pressed juices, and smoothies. Don't let the shorter days slow you down. Stay energized with America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. Factor lets you do you. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. Because Factor's meals are chef-prepared and dietitian-approved, you're going to love not only how Factor meals taste, but also how they support your goals. And check this out. Factor is cheaper than takeout and dining out. See, that's what I'm about, man. We got too much DoorDash. It's too expensive.
It's insane.
It's nuts, dude. How much
it is, if you look.
It's nuts. Yeah, and then, like, sometimes I'll go, like, you know, for ordering, I'll go on and I'll be like, oh, you've ordered this 7 times. I was like, so we ordered from this place at least 7 times?
This brings up – I want to talk to you guys. I want to bring up something to you guys after this.
Okay, I'll finish this up. Yeah. Find guilt-free comfort foods like homestyle chicken and gravy, loaded mashed potato pork chops – feel-good vegan options like sweet potato and chickpea curry, and globally inspired flavors like Peruvian shrimp and red pepper cowley grits. My God, that is exotic. Stay on your A-game with quality ingredients you can trust and quality you can taste in every one of Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals. Use your time more efficiently, so important during these dark months. Let Factor do the shopping, prepping, cooking, and cleaning up your daily list of things to do. That is why Q loves it. Q is a big Factor guy.
I am.
Head to factormeals.com/TESD50 and use code TESD50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month. That's code TESD50 at factormeals.com/TESD50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. And very quickly, I want to say thank you to the people who patronize these sponsors, because we would not have them unless people were buying stuff.
Yeah.
So we appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. All right, that's it for that. All right, that's it for that. Still looking, Walt?
I can't find the color one, but this is the black and white version of it.
Yeah, it's pretty great. That's pretty great.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
But that was our logo, and we were, you know, and our goal, like I said, was like we daydream about, you know, going back into Red Bank as conquering heroes. Yeah. And then pulling, and then like when we find it's time, like, you know what, it's time.
Yeah.
Close the doors on our terms.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
I like that you're already planning to shutter the business at some point.
It's really about
in your face?
No. It's really pulling. It's about just going out the way we want to go out rather than on our terms.
Being ushered out.
Yeah.
All right.
One last.
I can respect that quite a bit, actually.
You know, we become the kings of Red Bank again, like we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have the Monster. Why don't you start with the Monster magazines?
Well, I was waiting to do this TSD Shark Tank thing because Frank had a business opportunity. He was going to pitch to you guys that for an investment, both of you, and Tom had one.
Okay, so, don't want to do this anymore?
Or? I still want to do it, but it's hard to do with it's hard to do with you.
I can get you a date in December if you want to do it.
Okay.
All right. Because the problem is when we do this podcast, it's usually like what day we want to do this week and blah, 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 blah. So, it's, you know, that's the easy
part. And other people have commitments and stuff. Yeah.
So I don't know. That's, you know, I don't know. We got to pick on me.
Hey, I'll schedule months in advance if you want.
Bro, let's do it.
Yeah.
So to what you were just saying about ordering on Grubhub or whatnot, there's this old Italian deli on Staten Island. It's been there for like 50, 60 years. And they make, and the guys who work behind the counter are these fucking old Italian men. You know, they always got one of their granddaughters running the restaurant. It's been there my whole life. And you walk in, they got the horns on the fucker. You can still buy Italian flags. Like, you walk in, it's like, it feels like an old school Italian deli mm-hmm. after all these years. They make the best fucking sandwiches. So fucking good. And they went on Grubhub not too recently. So I started ordering them on Grubhub. About 2 years I've been on Grubhub. And the other day I was like, man, you know, I fucking miss going to that shop. I was like, I used to love going in there. It felt like, I was like, so I'm going to go down. It's not even that far. It's 10 minutes from my house. I was like, let me go down and just order the sandwich today. I wasn't trying to prove a point. I was like, I just haven't seen the place. And I went in, man, and it hadn't changed. They were all talking. And then my mom's cousin, who's 80 years old, came in. I hadn't seen him in 15 years. Angelo, what's going on? Started talking to him. But I ended up spending like a half hour there. Went home and ate my sandwich. And I was like, fuck, that felt good. Like, it felt like, yeah, I was, maybe this is what I was running into with the comic.
What you're
shop.
Missing in your life is
socializing.
Well, rubbing with elbows with the common man. You got to let yourself get your elbows get dirty.
Well, my argument would be like, I think we're all missing that. Like, I think we're all missing that thing of like the neighborhood store and going in and buying. How you doing today?
Yeah, like when you used to go to Franny's every day. That I,
well, he's saying he's old.
Oh, well, yeah, he's a hermit.
Right. Okay. Yeah. A lot of people are doing it. Grubhub is very successful. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think a lot of people do it. And I remember when I was a kid, like, we would order pizza, then drive to the pizzeria, pick it up, and come back because my dad didn't want to pay the fucking $2, you know, delivery.
I don't ever order off of this Grubhub or
DoorDash. You just call the place.
I just go and get in the car and go get it, or take the dogs. And
but even Amazon.
Amazon, that's something, yeah, my wife does Amazon, yeah.
So to me, I was like, I think I want to make a concentrated effort to start going to stores.
Oh, I love this.
And just, I'm not looking at it as like I'm on TV and I want to be around the people. I'm looking at more like, this is missing from my life. Like this community, this feeling of a community, you know? So I've been doing it lately and it's been fucking, it's been fun.
The reaction to this is going to be amazing. It's just like BQ is so far removed.
I don't think so.
That he's like, I need to connect with my neighbors.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think that's going to be the reaction. I think people are going to be like, yeah, I order shit on Amazon.
It's really weird. Q wouldn't leave me alone. I saw him in the grocery store, and he was like, you can just buy anything you want here and then bring it home and eat it.
I had to wait in line to buy these groceries just like you. This is so awesome.
I didn't say groceries. I'm not doing groceries. The line's too long. Fuck that. No, I don't know, man. I think a lot of people, I think this might resonate with people. They might be like, shit, I should go more. I should stop ordering stuff off Amazon. Let me go to mom and pop shops.
What do you think the reaction's going to be? This sounds like somebody who's so.
I don't think so, man.
No bigger fucking indication of how out of touch you are. And you're like, I'm going to go start going back to delicatessens.
I'm going to go get a sandwich. Then I saw a guy.
Then I saw a relative of mine who I hadn't seen in 15 years.
Mostly because I'm holed up in my mansion.
None of what you're saying is false. But that is not – I don't think that that's the takeaway from this. I don't.
I know you hope –
because I would say that I'm out of touch. I wouldn't argue that I'm not out of touch.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to defend myself.
Okay.
But I'm not so far out of touch that I'm not – like people get Amazon deliveries constantly.
They do.
People don't go to stores to buy like shit anymore. Not as much as they used to.
Not as much as they used to. But there are still some of us out there that
sure
are willing to
– Well, what I'm saying is I think you guys are right. I
don't think there's right or wrong, but I think the brick and mortar stores would appreciate you're not ordering off of Amazon. And
where are you going to go? You want to buy a DVD. Well, now where are you going? Best Buy doesn't sell them anymore.
Best Buy just doesn't sell them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's different, I guess, because you can't go anywhere.
It's fucked up.
But
– Well, you find a specialty store. You spend all day looking for it.
Yeah.
This is sounding not so great after all.
I was more talking about the sandwich. Yeah. All right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
I know what you're talking about, though. Like, there was a time when I lived in Highlands and, like, you know, we would get pizza from Francesco's. And you would call and they'd be like, oh, is this Johnson's? You know, and they would just recognize your voice. And there was something about that. Like, you say that sense of community where it's like, not that you're like an insider, but you're like, you're part of –
yeah.
Part of something. You're part of the community.
I go to the same pizza parlor every day, every morning, without fail.
Yeah. Do you feel connected?
No, not at all. I fucking saved the fucking plaza and they fucking gave me a free Coke.
That's true. I forgot about the mini volcano.
So it's not just on us. I mean, maybe the proprietors, maybe the people who run the stores have to make sure that they reach out with a friendly hand, if they want that community feeling, that vibe, they've got to do a little bit of it as well. Give me a discount for coming in.
Yeah, why not?
Every day without fail.
Every once in a while, Walt, this one's on us, buddy.
Yeah, that's what.
Amazon will never do that.
No. Well, yeah.
They might.
They might.
If you pretend it didn't come.
But even that, like, that's like, how often have we taken advantage of Amazon's liberal fucking policy on
return? Oh my god,
like, all the fucking time.
My wife is constantly at Kohl's or the UPS store returning shit that she didn't want,
and like, we didn't do that. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just going through something, because with the comic store, the revenge of thing, where I was like, oh, I miss this, like being amongst this, and
well,
and
then stuff. You got to do it then. Then you gotta, if you want that, then you should make it happen. Then what do you need from, you need something from me?
Well, no, I mean, what I need more than anything is time. So I guess that we're, you know, we're a couple of years off from it, but.
And you want to be there.
I would love to be there. I don't think I can't right now is the thing. Like I don't have time for anything, but like, it would be nice to have like a place that's almost like a clubhouse. That's.
And you probably would want it on Staten Island, though, then.
Yeah, I'd probably want it on Staten Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah. No. But maybe Airport Plaza. What about Airport Plaza?
Airport Plaza, yeah. You'd have two people.
I'm back in.
You'd have two people that would be willing to help.
Get them.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I can't be there all the time. You're going to need somebody to man and register, unless you're going to close down for.
Maybe hire someone else. I just feel like, you know, Get Him has proven himself to be. You know, not that great at inventory control or customer service or knowledge of comic books.
Okay.
You know?
Maybe you poach a Sunday, Jeff?
Oh, that would be cool.
Well. He only wants to work one day a week, though. I'd have to outpay his other job.
Yeah, you got to outpay his real job.
Yeah.
401k, insurance.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you need a lot more pinball machines.
Yeah.
Many more quarters.
you're posing for a lot more pictures.
So many people are sitting on my lap. Yeah, I guess.
But think about this. If we do the Flan and Son collectibles and we open up that location in Red Bank – that could be the clubhouse, but it's far from you, though. It's not really your clubhouse.
Yeah, it's not the distance, not so yours. Much as like, if you just said you don't care about the peeling walls and stuff like that, and it's like, that's not really what I want.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to sink.
You want a nicer aesthetic?
Well, I mean, you know, a can of paint isn't that much money, Walt. You're talking about peeling walls of paint and stuff like that.
I didn't really mean – I didn't really literally mean peeling walls, but you know, I'm not – you could sink a whole hell of a lot of money into that place, but it doesn't mean jack shit in terms of like, are people going to buy the merch? The merch has got to be something people want. That to me is paramount. That has to be the biggest thing that we tackle is like, do we have the shit people want?
Right. It's a lot to think about here, I guess.
You know, we could have a podcast section of the store.
Oh, we sell maybe merch. A little shared universe section in the back.
A little studio.
Oh, yeah. Rent it out. What, Ming needs a fucking fourth studio.
He could close one of his other ones. Yeah.
Or make it really nice so he closes all the other ones and this is his only venue.
Yeah. I mean, it just sounds – doesn't it sound nice?
So you want – that is not a bad idea, though, if you try to woo him to – he has got no money, man. We were just speculating how the fuck he even fucking survived.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. Now all of a sudden we're like, hey, we want you to pony up rent for our clubhouse.
Which you will rarely be at.
Well, he could be at here all the time if, yeah, you know, if he had a studio in the back.
Yeah.
But you know, his ass ain't going to be there.
No.
He's on the road.
He's on the road constantly, yeah.
I mean, there's only one man for the job who never leaves.
I can't. I can't in good conscience hire that guy.
You already have.
I know, but it's
give
different.
Him another job.
Yeah, it's different because like I would need money to come in.
What do you mean?
Like you need
you don't want to be operating at a loss.
Yeah, you need an employee who's gonna want to make the shop look as good as possible. Who's gonna want to like be pleasant and upsell and like suggest to people and have these conversations with people. You know?
Oh, you want that level of fucking. Of customer service where we're suggesting shit to people.
Like, Walt's like, I'm out.
I'm out again.
Does it sound like too much? Oh, you like Superman? Do you ever read All-Star Superman? It's fucking awesome. We just got the slipcase version in. Like, check this out.
How about if I say with a smile, hey, there's our Superman section. Go to town, buddy.
Okay, I'll take that from you. I will take that from
him. And if he's like, well, what do you like? I got to go to lunch. I'll catch you later. Get him. Handle this customer.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I have an inside peek to how Get Him operates. You go in that back room and it's a nightmare. You can't hire that guy.
Yeah, that's beyond hoarding back there, man. He has a lot of shit.
I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to how this plays out. I love, you know, I want to see how you guys handle this situation.
I'm looking back there and I'm like, even if we just buy shelves for him to put shit on.
Yeah, spend more money on a problem. Go ahead.
Just, yeah, then he's going to fill up the shelf and then he's going to put shit in front of the shelf.
Just throw money at it. Always works.
it's not even like, all right, to describe it to everybody listening, it's not even like you go back there in a mess. It's like snowdrifts that start high against the wall and then just come down like into the middle of the room, and it's bottles of water, it's crumpled up paper, it's fucking boxes. There's no rhyme or reason to any of it.
Nah.
It's just snowdrifts of
yeah, there's like all these like old style Coke glasses in there, and
you're like, how does this fucking operate? And we have that whole costume room back there. You can't even get to it.
We haven't needed a costume in a while.
Thankfully, yeah. Break your neck getting in there.
Yeah. All right.
We're gonna have to ride Get Him's ass because we can't expect Walt to do it.
No, we can't. We can't expect Walt to do it.
So we got
to
come in like
Walt to do it.
Walt does too much already. He's out. Yeah, he's out for the third time.
Of a fucking other thousand things I'm doing.
He doesn't need that on his plate.
You're right.
So we could come in and be the heavies.
Yeah, we could come in. All right. Okay. We're here Sunday.
We're here Sunday, yep.
Yeah, I'll make a list. I'll start making my list of what he needs to improve.
You're here Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to record something with Jiggy. Remember that thing I texted you to ask if
what
we
time?
Could do it?
1 o'clock, you said.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. Okay. 1 o'clock.
Is that all right?
Okay. I was going to watch the Lions here, but that's okay. You could do it at 4?
No, can't do it at 4. Can't do it at 4. But we can move that out into there so you can watch it over there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it'll work. Yeah. I could move it into the hall even.
Great.
Sweet. Yeah.
And it'll be an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Did you tell him?
Who? Get him?
Yeah.
Why do I got to tell him?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you want the room prepped or anything.
You think he'll prep it?
Prep this one?
Yeah, really? He did it today.
Oh, well, I'll just tell him to leave it like this.
Okay.
He doesn't have
to. Yeah, as long as we leave this set up.
He might not. Yeah. But, like, he will.
I'll text him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll text him. Good thought. I didn't know. See, this is, I'm learning. Maybe I judge too harshly. Get him.
I don't think so, but
okay. Yeah, or I'll just tell him to leave this as is.
Okay.
For 24 hours.
Black Friday. Let's talk about it again.
Yeah, you want to rub some elbows, Q?
If you want to rub elbows with the common man.
What day is that?
The day for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm in Florida. Oh, but I'm flying home that day. So, yes.
So, come Saturday.
I'm flying home Friday. So, I'll come Friday.
Okay.
Or Saturday. I'll come. I'll be here.
Come both days.
Well, I'm flying. You know, I got to fly. I got to land. Okay. I got to, you know, feed the cats and then come down.
Okay.
People can sit on my lap.
And we'll be here. Well, you and I will be here.
Don't say that.
All the girls will be lined up. Thursday night, we'll be here at 11? 11 to 1.
Yeah, 11 to 1-ish, unless it's so busy, we need to stay open later to 1.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next day on Saturday, we'll be six. Here at 11 to 6.
On wait, what's
on Friday?
On Friday,
on
Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Oh, closing at 6.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I might have to come Saturday then. I don't know when my flight lands.
Okay.
But I'll be here one of the days.
All right.
Yeah, I can't wait.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Will?
Nothing special. Just at home with the family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cooking a turkey again this year.
Nice.
I got one of those, like, it's like a radiating heat. Like, it looks like a deep fryer, but it doesn't have oil. It just uses propane.
Okay.
You know, like those turkey deep fryers where people constantly, like, they dip the turkey in and then it explodes into flames.
Uh-huh.
It's like that, except it doesn't have oil. It just has propane, so it just, like,
cooks it in a couple.
There's no, like, forced air or anything. It's just, like, it radiates off. Like, it's like this barrel that you put it in almost.
Oh, cool.
So we got, like, 15 people coming over.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
Got all the Johnsons. Got Eric. He's coming with his stepson. Got my nephew bringing his girl and possibly her mother.
Whoa.
So, yeah. And we only have, like, 12. Our table only fits 12 people. So we're going to have the kids' table.
Oh.
Got to decide who to put there. And, like, Sage, obviously, will go to the kids' table.
Darren
will go there.
Just because you want to see him get annoyed by it.
Yeah. And I'll have to think of one other person. I'll separate a couple. Maybe I'll put my nephew there too.
You're going to have that kitten. That's going to be a big showstopper, that kitten. Yeah. Everybody's going to love that kitten.
Yeah, she's very friendly too, so she'll come up to people.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, that kitten is cool, man. I'm glad, in retrospect, because I was like, I was telling Walt, like, I felt like we had the perfect pet balance, you know, like the dog is great. The cats are great. Like, we're going to throw this kitten into the mix. I'm not sure how it's going to work out, but totally worked out.
Yeah.
It's fine. Cat's like,
same thing with Boris. I was like, I don't want a kitten.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah. Why would I want a kitten?
The best. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I was telling Walt, I was like, just imagine, like, you're in a cage, then somebody puts you in a cardboard box. A half hour later, you're in a home.
Yeah.
And there's cats around, there's a dog there, and you're so comfortable that within 2 hours, you're taking a nap, just lying there, not caring about anything.
Yeah.
It's like she acclimated so well. I was really happy.
I love that. Yeah. That's great. Good for you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy we got her. She's cool. A little sassy. Yep. And also the other bit of news is we recorded the Christmas pod.
Yes, we did.
It is in the can, as they say, right, Walt?
It is.
And that will be coming out on Black Friday night?
It certainly
should.
I mean, I haven't touched it yet. Haven't gotten it back from Declan, but I'm going to start cutting it possibly tomorrow. And the goal is to have it ready for Black Friday.
Okay.
Nice.
And it's a long one.
Well, that'll be Thanksgiving at Thanksgiving evening at 11:59.
At 11:59, yeah. Right.
Should drop on Bandcamp.
Some gut-busting laughs in this one.
There's some really good stuff in it.
It's the fullest house of all, I think, ever.
Yeah.
Like, everybody came out in droves for the cause, a great cause, and everybody was on top of their game and wanting to help the Juarez family, mm-hmm. and hopefully everyone enjoys it, because it was a good time. I think everybody will enjoy it. There's a lot of fun stuff in it.
There is, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a Ming Chen moment in this episode that I think instantly goes into top 10 Tell 'em Steve Dave moments over the entire run.
Yeah, it was pretty
good. I think something legendary happened on this. Like, people, I don't, you know what I mean? I think it's going to be a fucking, I couldn't believe what was unfolding as I watched it.
Yeah.
And I think I've thought about it every day since it happened. I can't fucking wait for this to be out in the world.
It was, after we recorded, it was the first thing I told Mary Beth when we got home. I was like, it was pretty funny. This is what happened.
It's fucking great. Yeah, how can you not? Yeah, so it's almost like, for me, the thing I remember most about the day is it's so crystal clear, everything that was said and done. It's great.
And for those who are wondering if there will be any Christmas content on Patreon, there will be. There's going to be an all-new Sunday Jeff show Christmas special and a Bri Tries Christmas special. And I think that's it for the Christmas content, but there will be Christmas content on Patreon as well in December. So this is your two-stop shop for Christmas. Tell them, Steve Dave, Christmas joy.
Yeah.
All right. Do you go down to Florida for Thanksgiving then?
Yeah, my parents are down there now, so yeah. I got to go and see them.
All right.
You know, they're getting older.
I hear you, man. I got to go visit Edgar now on Fridays. He got sick. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but yeah, every Friday I've been driving Sage to her mother's house because she likes to stay there on the weekends and visiting Edgar and talking to him and
wow,
hanging out a little bit.
Crazy, isn't
though he can't hear shit.
He can't.
So no, he's deaf from all those years of being a contractor and not wearing any hearing protection. So it's like I have to shout to him.
How do you feel your relationship with your dad is these days?
I think it's decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten better over the years.
Right.
He mellowed out. I mellowed out. We realize we can't fist fight anymore. We're both too old.
It was funny because the last one wasn't that long ago.
It's true.
But yeah, it's an interesting thing I'm having with my parents where it's like as they get older, how these new facets of our relationship are developing. It's depressing and fascinating and weird. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to do that with Pam because Pam is like certain she's going to live till she's 100, which is another 22 years. I don't even know if I'm going to live another 22 years.
That's a tall order. Yeah. How old are you being, 22? Oh, you should.
66, 76. Yeah, I'll be 78 in 22 years.
Yeah, I think you'll make that. I hope you make that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Put it that way. If my dad, my dad's about to be 79 and that's a guy who is not taking care of himself a whit his entire life. You know what I mean? And so this is modern medicine keeping that man going. So hopefully by the time we're there, like it'll be, we'll have the life sustaining things to keep us going.
Yeah, I know what I'll do today when I go visit Edgar. I'll play that Mike Tyson thing for him.
The video?
The video, the legacy video where it's like you're just going to be dust and it's all going to mean shit.
That'll make me feel upbeat.
Can't wait to see you next Friday.
Tell him, Steve Dave.